Greetings in the name of our Savior, John Horn, your speaker. Please be with us now for a few moments as we look at the Word of God, the Gospel by St. Luke, chapter 19. And we shall read together for brevity at verse 11. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. Now he sets them straight on that point. In verse 12 he said, Therefore a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, Occupy till I come. Now that surely is the goal for each believer, each Christian. And I think we should make clear that responsibility and privilege does not belong to the unbeliever in the sense that we are seeking to set it forth, and I'm sure, as it is indicated in this passage, the moment I trust Christ as my own personal Savior, responsibility and privilege become mine. And I like to think of this wonderful parable that's set forth here by our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, where we have the story of the pounds. There was an equal distribution to the 10, 1 pound to each. Now, says someone, just exactly what do you mean by that? Well, the Word of God is clear that to every man and every woman, every boy who trusts our Lord Jesus Christ, he begins with Christ in his heart, Christ in his life. And he could really and truly say, using the language of Paul the Apostle, as you have it in Colossians chapter 1, if I mistake not, and about verse 27 that says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. And then he says, the hope of glory. Now, you see, when our Lord Jesus Christ made this distribution, and we say the distribution was and is, we believe that each one who trusts Christ is on the very spot, born of the Holy Spirit of God, indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, and further, Christ dwelling in his heart, and using the text that already we have read, that Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then furthermore, each one begins not only with the Spirit of God and the Christ in the heart, but furthermore, I think you have it in John 17 and verse 14, where he says, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them. Now, each believer has a light, what as we have been seeking to indicate. We each have Christ in the heart, Christ in the light. We each have the Holy Spirit of God as an indwelling and abiding power. Yes, a real personality to enable us to function for God and to witness for Him and to carry out His blessed truth. And then, too, we have the Word of God, a whole Bible. Think of it. And you know, there are those today, Christians, I'm sorry to have to say this, but they know so little about that rich and rare treasure, the Word of God, that He has given to us. Oh, that we might give it a place in our hearts, that we might become acquainted with its author, that we might become acquainted with the truth of God. Now, that would keep us well occupied. And then did you notice, too, that in that 19th chapter of St. Luke, when he bestows upon each one the pound, he does not say, occupy till you die. He says, occupy till I come. And what we have been stressing in our broadcast to you day after day is the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ has gone to a far country. He is now in the presence of God. And the reason why he has not long since returned for his own, returned to the air and shouted us into his presence, it is because he is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all might come to repentance. And oh, I pray that this truth of his soon coming will stir our hearts as never before, as we see strong indications all around us on every hand that tell us the end of all things is at hand, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ draweth nigh. May our hearts be stirred, and may our hearts be warm toward him. And if this truth is reaching and filling our hearts, our deportment will be right, our hands will be full, And our feet will be walking in the ways of God, and our hearts will be kept, in real occupation with Himself and filled with those things that bring honor and glory to His name. God grant it for His name's sake. Amen.